The special session of the State House and Senate is still going on at the Capitol in Juneau, with members trying to come up with measures that would help people pay their energy bills this year, while also taking steps that would lead to a future reduction in the amount of energy people use. APRN's Dave Donaldson joins us from Juneau. Hi, Dave.
Hi there.
Give us a snapshot of where this is. What's on the table?
Well, you know, it started out very simple. Governor Palin wanted a one-time payment of $1,200 to everybody in Alaska. It would have cost the state about $800 million overall. Since then, the question of equity came up. And the lawmakers, you know, people who need it, people what they need, and lawmakers just now want a little bit more. The Senate began by adding a program that was going to set a ceiling on the price of home heating oil, $3 a gallon for you wouldn't have to pay more than $300 or $3 a gallon. The state would cover the difference. Then there was a separate bill introduced to increase the support for power cost equalization program that helps rural residents pay their electric bills. Another plan came along then that would extend the power cost equalization to urban residents. Then an idea that the state could help pay for wood-burning heaters and pellet stoves and then increases to the Renewable Energy Fund. And finally, the Senate's hung up right now over whether to reduce the cost of natural gas to South Central customers. It's all vague right now. The senators have basically spent the last 2 days arguing among themselves over whether that is really justifiable or not. It's also somewhere in the neighborhood of more than $1 billion that they want to spend on this one-time fix.
Well, it sounds like there's an awful lot still on the table, and it's not simple stuff. It's pretty complex. How are they going to get this done in the next couple of days? Will they get it done in the next couple of days?
There is seriously has been some talk now about saying, well, maybe we should just go do the real basics. I mean, this is the sort of thing that would have trouble getting worked out in a regular session, 90 days. And it's questionable right now whether any of it could pass, as convoluted as it is. So I think that, you know, they're either going to work some miracles, I wouldn't put it past them, or else they're going to have to just back off.
Well, what are the politics that are coming to play here?
The politics are all over the spectrum, except it's not partisan. It's more geographic. And it's reminding me of the arguments over education funding that was not settled until this year. And that took, you know, the better part of a decade to untie all the mess about area cost differentials and various different parts and ways of funding different things. And once they get that worked out, there's also the Senate versus the House. Each one has its own controversial elements within this package. Those ideas there come from both different places. And once they resolve things on their own side, someone's got to put these two versions together. And they only have until Thursday night before the session ends, and I don't think anybody wants to come back again. So it's all up in the air right now.
Well, it seems like it'll be an interesting 2 days ahead. Dave, thanks for bringing us up to date.
My pleasure.
APRN's Dave Donaldson reporting from Juneau.